Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, America. Good morning, friends all over the world. It is possible to have a blessed day. Very, very possible. I want you to understand that you are the captain of your ship, and I want you to understand today that as long as you've come into this fellowship, your life and your destiny will never be the same. The main purpose or the main reason why this radio station is on is this: to be able to give you that confidence, that courage, that no matter what your condition is, you still have a chance, a great chance to make it in this life. No matter your years, or no matter your years, whatever year you are, you are 10 years old, you are 90 years old, you are 100 years old, as long as you are still breathing, as long as you are still alive on earth, this radio station is telling you this. You have great opportunity and chance to make it in this life because there are potentials, great potentials inside of you. Do you understand? It's time for you to begin to climb over your failures. Forget the past or learn from the past. Just see what you made. No, it is easy to fix it if only you can go into reflection and forget about it. Reflection comes in where you say, oh, why did I make mistake? Everybody makes mistakes. Nobody is perfect on this earth. Do you understand? You may be even be better than some people who didn't even make it, who has already made it in this life, made it big time. Some of them were from foster homes from them. Some of them were adopted. Some of them were from home that has nothing. Some of them were very poor, very broke, but they still make it in life because of what? I'm going to give you something before I allow this great woman to speak to you. Persistence. These great people, these people who are successful, there were things they do. They persist. Lack of persistence is one of the major causes of failure. Maybe that's what you need to think about this morning as I'm talking to you. It is possible to have a blessed day. But lack of persistence is what you need to understand. You got to be this one that said, I will win no matter what. I will never give up my goals, my dreams. He said, lack of persistence is one of the major causes of what? Failures. So if you have a goal, you don't allow people to talk you out of your goal or out of your dreams. You should be this kind of person that said, I will never give up. Okay, let's just have a little time. Let's just spend some time with this great woman and hear what she wants to say. Let's spend some time with her.
Producer, actress, talk show, and philanthropist.
She's best known for her talk show. She is worth $3 billion. She's Oprah, and here are her top 10 rules for success.
The way through the challenge is to get still and ask yourself, what is the next right move? Not think about, oh, I got all of this. What is the next right move? And then from that space, make the next right move and the next right move. And not to be overwhelmed by it because you know your life is bigger than that one moment. You know you're not defined by what somebody says is a failure for you, because failure is just there to point you in a different direction. Nothing about my life is lucky. Nothing. A lot of grace. A lot of blessings, a lot of divine order. Well, I don't believe in luck. For me, luck is preparation, meeting the moment of opportunity. There is no luck without you being prepared to handle that moment of opportunity. And so what I would say for myself is that because of my hand in a hand and a force greater than my own, I have been prepared in ways that I didn't even know I was being prepared for. And the truth is, for me and for every person, every single thing that has ever happened in your life is preparing you for the moment that is to come. You don't have to hold yourself hostage to who you used to be or anything you ever used to do. Because who has lived and hasn't made mistakes? When I think about my 20s and what a foolish girl I was and how I would give over my power to men who really didn't mean me well, but now I hold no grudges against them either because I realize I'm the one who gave over the power because I didn't know any better. And now that I know better, I know I don't have to do that again. It's one of the most powerful lessons any of us can ever know. I say to my girls all of the time that your real work is to figure out where your power base is and to work on the alignment of your personality, your gifts that you have to give, with the real reason why you're here. That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full. Now, I used to be afraid of that. I used to be afraid, particularly from people who say, oh, she's so full of herself. Oh, she's so full of herself. And now I embrace it. I consider it a compliment that I am full of myself. Because yes, you only when you're full, I'm full, I'm overflowing. My cup runneth over. I have so much to offer and so much to give. And I am not afraid of honoring myself. You know, it's miraculous when you think about it. I would say to my team, well, it doesn't matter, because every season somebody else was coming out. One talk show, two talk shows, three talk shows. There have been over 100 talk shows since we started. But every time, I would feel like, all right, got to step up our game. Got to step up our game. The way you step up your game is not to worry about the other guy in any situation, because you can't control the other guy. You cannot control the other guy. You only have control over yourself. So it's like running a race. The energy that it takes to look back and see where the other guys are takes energy away from you. And if they're too close, it scares you. So that's what I would say to my team all the time. Don't waste your time in the race looking back to see where the other guy is or what the other guy is doing. It's not about the other guy. It's about what can you do. You just need to run that race as hard as you can. You need to give it everything you've got all the time for yourself. My grandmother was a maid. That's all she ever knew. The only real expectation she held for me was that I would one day become a maid and, in her words, have some good white folks, meaning people who would not speak negatively about me, who would allow me to take food home, who would be good to me, would treat me with some level of dignity and respect. That was my grandmother's dream for me. But I had another dream for myself. Another, more than a dream, I had a belief for myself. And I remember watching her hang out clothes on a line one day and say to me, you have to watch me, Abigail, because one day you'll have to do this for yourself. And knowing inside myself that that was not going to be my life, don't know how I knew it, other than that thing that we all have, intuition or an instinct that said, no, this will not be my life. But because I sensed that and was connected to that, and I remember it was a very still moment. It was quiet, and I was still, and I was watching her. I could see her right now with the clothespins in her mouth and putting them on the line and seeing the breath, because it was cold, the moisture coming from her lips. And I knew that that would not be my life. I knew that I will not be hanging clothes on a line in a backyard in Mississippi. So I was either 4 or 5 years old. And that belief that that would not be my life is what I held on to for the longest of times. I just, no matter what, believed that there was something bigger, greater, more for me. I always understood that there really was no difference between me and the audience. At times, I might have had better shoes, but at the core of what really matters, that we are the same. And you know how I know that? Because all of us are seeking the same thing. You're here at this fabulous school, and we'll go out into the world and each pursue based upon what you believe your talents are. what your skills are, maybe your gifts are, but you're seeking the same thing. Everybody wants to fulfill the highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being. That's what you're looking for. The highest, truest expression of yourself as a human being. And because I understand that, I understand that if you're working in a bakery and that's where you want to be, and that may be what you've always wanted to do, is to bake pies for people or bake cakes for people or to offer your gift, then that's for you. And there's no difference between you and me, except that's your platform. That's your show every day. So my understanding of that has allowed me to, you know, to reach everyone. And there's no way that you wouldn't, because that's what I truly feel. A lot of people don't know their purpose. And if you don't know your purpose, your immediate goal is to figure that out, because otherwise you're just wandering around here. So the moment you can figure out what it is you're supposed to be doing, the sooner you're able to get about the business of doing that. My life is fueled by my being, and the being fuels the doing. So I come from a centered place. I come from a focused place. I come from compassion. It's just my nature. I come from a willingness to understand and to be understood.
Right.
And I come from wanting to connect. I mean, the secret of that show for 25 years is that people could see themselves in me. All over the world, they could see themselves in me. And even as I became more and more financially successful, which was a big surprise to me, I was like, oh, my God, this is so exciting.
You mean you got more than that 30,000?
I got more than 30,000 by the time I was 30. But what I realized is through the whole process, because I'm grounded in my own self, that although I could have more shoes, my feet stayed on the ground, although I was wearing better shoes. These are cute today, too. So I could keep my feet on the ground even though I could get more shoes. And I could understand that it really was because I was grounded. I've done and continue to this day to do the consciousness work. I work at staying awake. Dear beautiful brown skinned girl, and I use the word beautiful because I know that's never a word you would call yourself. I look into your eyes and I see the light and hope of myself. In this photo, you're just about to turn 20, posing outside the television station where you were recently hired as a reporter. You look calm. You look happy. But I know how scared you are. If I could say anything to you, it would be, relax. It's going to be okay, girl.
Thank you, guys.
Hi, everyone. You just listened to what Oprah Winfrey just said. And I want you to understand, if she can make it, you can also. There's something I really want you to understand. Do you have a purpose in life? A man or a woman with purpose and goals in life has all possible chance to have a blessed day in this life. It doesn't matter your age. As they say, your purpose in life, if you can spend all that you can, make it as your treasure, spend all that you can to discover your purpose in life. I want you to understand, the very moment you reach at the top, though it is lonely, it may look lonely, that's what Les Brown said, but you eat better. Though it may take years upon years for you to fulfill that your purpose in life, though it may take years because at times we pass through a lot of failures, a lot of storms, a lot of barriers, but immediately you reach at the top, I'm telling you, it looks fresh. you look younger, like someone in the Bible called Caleb. He says, he was telling Moses, and he said that he is still having the strength, even though he was 80 years old, but he still has the strength of a man that is of 40 years. That is what success is. So my advice for you today is spend all that you can to pursue, to discover your purpose on this earth. Your own purpose may be like Mother Teresa, just taking care of people, taking care of children, taking care of their orphans. That may be yours. Your own may be just clapping hands. Your own may just be talking. Just be your own. Be your own self. Whatever you need that God has placed in your life to deliver to this world, to this earth, just do it. That is where you find your success. You'll be stuck somewhere. I know it is very possible for you to be stuck somewhere. Tony Robbins was stuck somewhere. He was a janitor. He was a janitor until, even as being a janitor, he was listening to tapes. He went to seminars. And today, he's one of the great people of our time. Some people are like that are stuck. But I want you to stand there. There are little things you can do. You can listen to tapes. Buy tapes of great people that will always inspire you to move forward. Read books that will inspire you. Get connected with the right people, the positive-minded people on this earth. And I want you to say, as you do this, your life will find meaning again. You will see that they've been blessed. Never you give up. Never you allow anything to make you give up your hope or give up your dreams. May I give this little word from Napoleon Hill? He said, so the starting point of all achievement is desire. You got to desire. Keep this constantly in your mind. What do you desire to be? He said, weak desires bring quick results, just as a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat. If you can find yourself lacking, if you can find yourself lacking in persistence, this weakness will be remedied by building a stronger fire under your desire. What is your desire? Oprah Winfrey said the grandmother was what she hoping. She had a dream for her, but Oprah Winfrey had her own dream for herself. She will not be that kind of person the grandmother wants. She won't be in that place the grandmother wants. But she has a great desire, a great purpose. She has great dreams, even though she was at the age of 5. So what am I telling you today in this radio show, my friend? What am I telling you? There is hope. You just need to believe. You just need to believe that it is possible for you to have a great day. All things are possible to them that believe. Napoleon Hill still said, I still say this word every time, that if you can just believe, if you can just believe, you can achieve. Do you understand? Never you allow anybody to deceive you, oh, everything will go very smooth. No. There's always room for failure. There's always room for mistake. But I want you to understand, it's also easy to be fixed. In every failure, there's a seed of benefit. In every adversity, take advantage of it, because there is seed of benefit. My friend, I'm telling you this morning, it is possible for you to have a blessed day. I wish you will go back again and listen to what you hear this morning from this great woman, Oprah Winfrey. Just go back again. Listen to all the tapes you've heard this week, last week. They are all recorded. And I want you to understand your life will never be the same. Have you registered to Dr. Emmanuel Doyle Global Leadership University? That university that will change and transform your life. We are starting our program. We are starting up this month. And we are starting with a book called Think and Grow Rich, one of the greatest books that has transformed great men and women of this time. Remember, the registration and tuition is free. You just need to register to get your access code to this program. Whichever, wherever you are listening to me, any country you are listening to me today, go in now. Fill in the form at www.successwithoutlimit.org. Fill in the form. I want to get your information so that you, so that I will send back email, I get your information, I will send you an access code to the class. And I want you to understand 2016 will be a different year, a year of harvest, a year of greatness in your life. Join up with People of Great Minds. It's a non-profit international leadership institution. Join up with People of Great Minds. And I'm assuring you, your life will never be the same. I'll see you again tomorrow. Have a blessed day. I'm speaking to you right away from Philadelphia, the city of Philadelphia. This is the city of brotherly love. That is why we share what we have all over the world. This is where the love exists. So take it from here. And also, as you listen to messages like this, information like this is very good for you to pass it out to others. Because there are people who want to have a blessed day. You may be an evangelist, or you may be an apostle or disciple of sending out good news. So do this now, and you'll be blessed. As you register as one of the students in Dr. Monroe Global Leadership University, in our Facebook page, we'll be included among the great people. We call them the ambassadors of peace. You'll be automatically be registered there. You'll automatically be included in that group, the ambassadors, world leaders. You are seen as a world leader, because when you see yourself as a world leader, that is who you are. I'll see you at the top. See you again tomorrow, 10 a.m. Eastern Time. Remain blessed. Bye for now.